Welcome to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the workbook for students. You can view a written version of these lessons on the homepage of 12listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Now sit back and relax. Here is your daily lesson. Today's lesson is part of Review 1, in which we are taking another look at those first 50 lessons and emphasizing the relationship among them and starting to understand the cohesiveness of the thought system to which they are leading us. There is a full introduction available to this review period, which includes lessons 51 through 60. But because you probably heard it when you heard lesson 51, we're not going to repeat it every day. But here's a few pointers. Each day, we will review 5 ideas. Begin the day by reading the 5 ideas and the comments that are included. After that, it's not necessary to follow any particular order, though each one should be practiced at least once. Devote 2 minutes or more to each practice period, thinking about the idea and the related comments. Do this as often as possible during the day. If any of the 5 ideas appeals to you more than the others, concentrate on that one. At the end of the day, however, be sure to review all of them once more. Try rather to emphasize the central point and think about it as part of the review of the idea in which it relates. After you have read the idea and the related comments, the exercises should be done with your eyes closed and when you are alone in a quiet place if possible. To review the entire introduction for this review period, please go to the archives at 12radio.com and listen to Review 1, Introduction, posted on February 20th. You can also read the introduction on the 12listen.com site. From the main page, look for the daily messages in the column on the right side of the page. Click on ACIM Daily Messages, and you will find a link for the introduction to Review 1. Lesson 56. A review for today covers the following. Number 26. My attack thoughts are attacking my invulnerability. How can I know who I am when I see myself as under constant attack? Pain, illness, loss, age, and death seem to threaten me. All my hopes and wishes and plans appear to be at the mercy of a world I cannot control. Yet, perfect security and complete fulfillment are my inheritance. I have tried to give my inheritance away in exchange for the world I see. But God has kept my inheritance safe for me. My own real thoughts will teach me what it is. Number 27. Above all else, I want to see. Recognizing that what I see reflects what I think I am, I realize that vision is my greatest need. The world I see attests to the fearful nature of the self-image I have made. If I would remember who I am, it is essential that I let this image of myself go. As it is replaced by truth, vision will surely be given me. And with this vision, I will look upon the world and on myself with charity and love. Number 28. Above all else, I want to see differently. The world I see holds my fearful self-image in place and guarantees its continuance. While I see the world as I see it now, truth cannot enter my awareness. I would let the door behind this world be opened for me, that I may look past it to the world that reflects the love of God. Number 29. God is in everything I see. Behind every image I have made, the truth remains unchanged. Behind every veil I have drawn across the face of love, its light remains undimmed. Beyond all my insane wishes is my will, united with the will of my Father. God is still everywhere and in everything forever. And we who are part of Him will yet look past all appearances and recognize the truth beyond them all. Number 30. God is in everything I see because God is in my mind. In my own mind, behind all my insane thoughts of separation and attack, is the knowledge that all is one forever. I have not lost the knowledge of who I am because I have forgotten it. It has been kept for me in the mind of God, who has not left his thoughts. And I, who am among them, am one with them and one with him. You've been listening to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the workbook for students. You can view a written version on the homepage of 1-2listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. You may also be interested in A Course in Miracles discussion group, available at 1-2academy.com. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily lesson.